From Radio Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome. I'm Diane Erickson. Today we'll begin with some well-known melodies and a few that might just be new to you, like this one from the Czech composer Oskar Nedbal. This composer studied in Prague under Dvořák and was, it seems, quite a serious fellow at the start of his career, composing, conducting, and playing viola. But at some point, he must have decided to have some fun. His work took a more light-hearted turn, and it was with operettas such as Polenblut and dance tunes, like the one we're going to hear now, that Nedbal really made his name. Thank you. Jochen des Waldes, The Bells of the Wood by Oscar Nedbal. It was played by the composer's fellow countrymen, the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, and conducted by Václav Neumann. Although Nedbal succeeded in being both a popular and a serious musician, he didn't have quite the same touch when it came to theater management. He took over the direction of the Slovak National Theater in Bratislava with enthusiasm, but sadly the financial side got the better of him. Depressed and unable to see a way forward, this great musical talent took his own life. Another visionary talent who overextended himself and got into difficulties was a man by the name of Sigmund Wolfson. At the start of the 19th century, Wolfson had a flourishing career in Vienna as a doctor and orthopedist. But his heart wasn't in it. The ambition of his life was to open a glorious venue for music and dance. When word got out about his plans, it hit the headlines immediately. Some predicted disaster, but there was no holding Wolfson back. In 1808, on the occasion of the marriage of the Austrian Kaiser Franz I, the Apollo Hall opened for business. At the time, it was the largest dance and music palace in Europe. This place had everything you could possibly imagine and a lot more besides. There were grottos and artificial rock faces, pavilions in exotic and historical style, streams, waterfalls, and waterways with real swans and real fish. It became one of the most popular attractions in Europe, but not for long. The completely over-the-top design was not financially viable. Wolfson was forced into bankruptcy and died in poverty. I think there's a moral in there somewhere. Only the memory of this glorious folly remains, and, of course, the wonderful music composed specifically for the place.
Thank you.
Johann Nepomuk Hummel's Tänze für den Apollosaal, Dances for the Apollo Hall, played there on the original instruments for which it was composed by the Concilium Musicum of Vienna. The conductor was Paul Angerer. In our next piece of music, the instruments may not be historically correct, but the lineup is piano and violin. Although the melody became popular throughout the world, and you may have heard it in many different arrangements, it wasn't originally meant for public performance. Written as a declaration of love, it was intended for just one person. Two lovebirds would play it together, he on the violin and she on the piano. Edward Elgar's Salut d'Amour, composed for his beloved Alice. Edward Elgar's Salut d'Amour, performed by Thomas Fury, violin, and Gerard Wies, piano. Elgar's pupil, Alice, later became his wife, which brings us rather neatly to the next piece of music. It's the signature tune for wedding celebrations throughout the world, the wedding march from the incidental music to Shakespeare's comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn. Thank you. Orchestre de Liège with the Wedding March by Felix Mendelssohn. The conductor was Paul Strauss. Now, once upon a time, there was a musician who sat for many years obscured from view in the orchestra pit. He was the solo bassoonist, until one day he decided to leave the pit and go up on stage. No, it's not a fairy tale, but the true life story of Wagner tenor Siegfried Jerusalem. The famous singer is quick to point out that the transition was not that magical, as his days in the orchestra helped enormously with his second career. He was a late starter in the singing business, but an old hand in the world of performance. Jerusalem handles his voice with care and keeps himself fit in order to cope with his heavyweight roles. But now and again he also likes to sing something light and schmaltzy, such as Lehár's Dein ist mein ganzes Herz. Mein ganzes Herz, from the operetta The Land of Smiles by Franz Lehár. The great tenor Siegfried Jerusalem was accompanied by the Munich Radio Orchestra, conductor Billy Boskovsky. Lehár added this song to his operetta at the last moment. A smart move, as it turned out. Even at the premiere performance, the song was a big hit. The composer had used the same melody before, but being recycled did it nothing but good. Emmerich Kallmann, Lehár's countryman and colleague, knew the value of a good tune. Even the simplest of tunes, he claimed, can have that extra spark that carries the listener along. Kalman put this adage to good use, as we can hear in this lovely serenade from the operetta, Die Zartesfürstin, the Gypsy Princess.
Alles sind wir Sünder, es wäre uns war gesünder, Weihnachten zu liegen ausgestreckt im Bett. Das Großstadtpflaster hat uns dafür zum Laster, und wir sind Lumpen drum von A bis Z. Alle sind wir Sünder und freuen uns wie die Kinder auf jedes neue Male die Programm. In der lauten Atmosphäre, wo man tanzt und küsst und lacht, fällt die auf die Welt, ich sehe der Wacht und Tag die Nacht. Ja, alle sind wir Falter, und man vergisst sein Alter, bitte so ein kleines, ist doch eines, Zucker süßes Reden auf den Land. Die Mädis vom Chantant, die leben ihr Licht und Rang, drum ziehen und locken. Die Mädels vom Chanton, unsere Männer, geht an so reich. Die Mädels vom Chanton, sie warten nicht wie aus dem Reuen. So oft sich ändert das Programm, verändert man sein Herz erschlacht und nimmt sich keine. Selten liegt die Grafen vor 3 Uhr geschlafen, drum wählt sie mich im vollen Sünden. Im Sünden Sünden vor, in dem Reich der Schminke, vergnüglich ich versinke. Die Hühn ist die beste Liebe,
Schwester.
In dem Reich der Künste, im Rauch ich mich wünsche, und mach seit Jahren mir kein
Augenzahn.
Hier war mir sie verflossen, ich bleib gesund, man wie ein Fisch. Hier fühlt man wie ein Gott, nicht bleibt man fesch und frisch. Und was uns allen bindet und unser Herz entzündet, was ist das Wesen außer Wesen, ist die kleine Fee vom Allgemeinen.
Today's program to a close, an excerpt from Emmerich Kalman's operetta The Gypsy Princess. The chorus of the Bavarian State Opera Munich and the Graunicke Symphony Orchestra accompanied soloists Willy Brockmeyer, Wolfgang Anheiser, and the Marsch Ensemble. The conductor was Willy Mattes. And there we must leave you. I'm Diane Erickson, hoping you enjoyed today's selections. Do join us again next time. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders. The editors were Dieter Glava and Rick Volker. The producer, Romy Singh. And the studio engineer, Christian Grove. This has been a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.